Welcome to Gaming Vision. It's all about the Wii, baby.
Hey, welcome back to another edition of Gaming Vision, Voices of the Vision. I am your host, Robert Hubbs, and with me as always is my buddy.
Hey everybody, it's Carl once again.
Yeah, you gotta work on your timing, man, when I'm trying to introduce you.
Yeah, I know, it's just that, I don't know, I never know if you're gonna say my name or if I just have to come in, so it's a learning experience.
You know, we'll talk about that the next time, you know, before we start the recording. Anyway, we got some great things to talk about today. We're gonna talk about the Nintendo Wii. Oh my god,
it's all about
Carl.
The Wii today.
All the Wii you'll
it's all
ever
about
need.
Wii. More Wii. It's a gimungous Wii discussion today.
It's fantabulous. That's what it is. All right. Let's see. What can we start off talking about? Shall we talk about the price and the release date? Yeah, November.
Let's get the vital information out of the way first. So yeah
the
November
wild information.
19th.
All right, the wild information. Let's start off with the what would that be? The games.
Well, let's just start off with the vital information, where it's like, you know, launching November 19th for $249.99.
In America.
In America,
December
first.
2nd. It'll also come out in Japan for $213 estimated.
Right.
And
about a week afterwards, it'll be released in Australia and Europe. No real date yet on Asia, but I assume it would be sometime near Japan.
Okay. Hey, I want to ask you about the price. I mean, what is the currency value in Australian dollars? I mean, the Wii has been priced at $400. I'm like, wow.
It's going to be $400. But keep in mind, the average PS2 game over there is like $120.
Oh, wow. They must make a lot of money over there or something. Or they're...
No, it's... Australian dollars. You have to do the conversion to Australian dollars, and you have to take the fact that shipping to Australia is a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
So it costs them a good amount of money. So basically any imported goods...
Mm-hmm.
Are really, really expensive.
Yeah.
Thus, the Wii is it's just going to be really expensive. It's just how it is in Australia.
All right. And since that's out of the way, now the pricing, the date's being released. You know what? I'm just going to say this. I'm real upset. I'm going on vacation the day after the...
Yeah, you're going to miss completely
the day
on the
before
Wii
the
launch.
Wii comes out. I'm going on vacation, so I'm hoping that I'll have it all paid off. My girlfriend will pick it up and, you know, be not tempted to open it without me.
Well, I mean, at least she shouldn't have too much trouble getting it. They're going to have 4 million units.
Well, by the end of the year is what they say. 4 million shipped by the end of the year.
You know what, though? I'm going to bet that they're going to have more than 4 million units.
You know, yeah, there's definitely going to be a demand because, you know, there's only going to be, what, 400,000 copies of the PS3, which will be released 2 days before.
Right. By the time the Wii launches, the PS3 launch will be over.
Pretty much.
I mean, at the...
Either people they'll sell out, or no one's going to want to buy a PS3 because of the price.
Oh, it'll sell out. There's no doubt about that. I mean, with 400,000 units, you have to sell out. Mm-hmm. I mean, the N-Gage could sell out at 400,000 units.
Yeah, maybe you priced it at $5.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, so yeah. So by the time the Wii launches, the PS3 launch will be a distant memory.
Yeah, definitely.
So unless you're a price gouger on eBay.
And here's something I actually have a beef with in terms of the pricing is the Wii is going to will be selling their remotes separately from the nunchucks. I thought they would have, like, you know, always have that bundled and, like, have other additions like the gun for, like, Duck Hunt 2 sold separately and stuff like that.
The thing about having I can understand having the Wii remote and nunchucks sold separately because think about it, for some games you're not going to use
true. You're not going to use it all
nunchuck.
The time.
So you shouldn't really be forced to buy it if you're not going to need it. Say, like, you know, you're just going to use say you want, like, the light gun attachment. I have a feeling that when they launch the light gun attachment, it's going to be included with a Wii remote because you're going to need it.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be an attachment. Maybe it might be bundled with the game because
maybe
to save money
something,
because the games are going to be about $50. I mean, I remember Nintendo talking that they wanted the games to be cheap, but then they come out and say $50. Which
they're cheaper.
They're cheaper than the 64, than the 360.
Right.
But when Nintendo's talking cheap, you'd be thinking, you know, maybe around $40 for a game.
$40. Well, I mean, there are going to be games that are going to be $40, but I mean, think about it. It's cheaper than even some N64 games. I remember when the 64 was around, you had a lot of $60 games.
$60 and $70 games. Turok.
Exactly. So, I mean,
Turok was the first $70 game I bought. Like, oh, jeez.
Exactly. And then compared to, you know, now I think Gears of War, which is a, isn't it a first party title?
And they're
releasing it for $60. So, I mean, it's not cheap. I mean, the game industry as a hobby is not cheap anymore.
No.
Controllers aren't cheap, and we'll get to that part in a second. You know, games aren't cheap, and the console isn't. It's not as cheap as I would have liked, but it's still respectable.
Yeah. Now let's take a look at these. You know, the packing that's coming in with the Wii. I have to say that's pretty good for the price of $250. You're getting the Wii. You're getting the Wii stand. You're getting a controller and a nunchuck. You're getting the receiver holder for the. For the Wii, and
right.
and just standard AV cables, which is I say a pretty good deal for $250.
Right, and then later on they're going to release the S video cables so that you can play in progressive scan, which is actually good. I hope they do that sooner than later because I don't know if you knew this, but all of their games, all Nintendo first party games, are going to be in widescreen.
Yeah, 16:9, which is actually I think pretty good because I'm playing my GameCube on my nice 32-inch widescreen and. Well,
yeah.
The game for some, I'm assuming some of the games may have 16:9 support or not. I'm not sure because they just seem to look perfectly fine in that.
Well, I mean, I know some games have fake widescreen, like Resident Evil 4, for example, has letterboxing.
Yeah.
So even if you play it on a widescreen TV, you're still gonna have the black bars. But you know, which is kind of a cop out when you consider that they gave the PS2 version true widescreen. But whatever, minor concern.
Yeah. Now let's take a look at this. The Nintendo is going to try this again with the SD cards. You know how they tried to do that back in the day with the GameCube at the beginning. They
I
say
like it,
you know
though.
How you can put an SD card inside a little memory like case and you can use it as a way of saving games. Well, they're going to try it again, even though they never seem to have released the casing for all of that.
I think SD cards is a great idea. I mean,
I
SD cards are cheap, man.
SD cards are cheap.
They are
I got a gig card I can probably use.
Yeah, I've got a like 3 512s laying around that I don't use for my digital camera anymore. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then in addition to that, it's already got 512 megabytes of internal storage. So you're really, as far as game saves go, you're not going to need one for a while.
Yeah, in fact, you could probably
even fit some virtual console games on there.
Yeah, and you could fit some like you know pictures and stuff like that. That's what I like about
Absolutely.
The Wii is the channels they were showing off was really, really awesome. I like...
Yeah, the Mii channel. I mean...
The Mii channel.
For me, personally, I don't really care too much about that stuff because... I think it's funny that a lot of people who were defending the Wii as, oh, it's all about games now are like going, you know, head over heels in love for this. Oh, look at all these Mii channels. I mean, I don't care. It's whatever I have. If I wanted something like iPhoto, I would use it. I would just boot up my MacBook and there I'd be. But... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so this whole photo thing and the Mii channel, it's nice, and it's cool that they have it.
But then again, it's all about
what
Nintendo's trying to do. Remember, their strategy is to bring in people who don't normally play video games, and stuff like this will definitely attract them, like the Weather Channel, the Photo Channel, the Mii channel.
I guess it'll attract some people, especially like the people who still remember Web TV.
Oh, jeez, that
you know,
that's
people
old.
Who remember that. Yeah, I know that's old, but like, believe it or not, there were a lot of people who were really excited about that.
Yeah,
I have some relatives who were like, "Oh, web TV, that's the future." So, they'd probably be interested in something like this. But for me, man, like it's really nothing important or new. The only thing I do like is creating your own avatar.
That is pretty cool. I do like that idea.
Not only that, but
the best part about creating the avatar is the avatar can be in some of the games, like in the Wii Sports. Which I think
right.
is pretty cool. It adds a little personality to it.
Have you heard of that game, My First Wii?
My First Wii, yeah. It's a Japanese game that's being released for the Wii in Japan. It's supposed to have like a bunch of mini games that allow people to get used to like using the Wii remote and all that stuff.
Exactly. And you actually use their Wii avatar.
Mm-hmm.
And what the greatest part about it, though, is that it comes free with a controller.
Yeah, that's worth importing. Speaking of importing, the Wii says they're not going to have any region coding, which I think is a good idea.
That's kind of a misunderstanding that people have been getting lately.
Well, the
games
are going to have no region coding, first party ones anyway. If the third party ones want to have it, Nintendo
right,
says,
that,
then they
the thing,
can
like,
make that decision.
a lot of people took the comment, which came from Perrin Kaplan, one of NOA's PR reps. She said that that the Wii would first-party games would not have region coding, and that they would urge third parties to do the same. However, I don't see all third parties going for it.
Yeah, I don't see all the third parties going forward. But still, it brings up a good note. Like, if I wanted the free control, I'll definitely import that my first Wii game just to get a cheap controller.
I just hope that they make a Wii version of Jump Superstars, because that game for the DS is the shit.
Huh.
It is like Smash Brothers
with anime,
with manga. Yeah, it is crazy awesome. So I really hope they make a Wii version.
Yeah, that's what I heard. They had one for like the GameCube, but it never got released here.
They had one. It was sort of like, it was similar to Jump Superstars. It was called Dream Mix TV Fighters.
Yeah, that's basically the one. What I was they thinking did was of, they actually that
they basically took a whole bunch of intellectual properties from a whole bunch of different people, like from TV, video games, anime, mm-hmm. and put them in a big fighting game. So, and I kid you not, the most popular fight was Solid Snake from Metal Gear Solid versus Optimus Prime.
Yeah, I found that to be weird. And then they had a Gundam in there somewhere. I thought that was kind of weird.
Yeah, they had a few Gundams in there. So yeah, it's really weird. It's from Hudson Soft, same people who made Bomberman, and it was a popular import item at the time.
Yeah. Now about the Virtual Console, I think that's going to be pretty good. I love the pricing. Did you check that out? $5 to $10 is what it's going
to
be.
$5 to $10. Yeah, well, I think it's, what was the price? I think it was like, it's...
They're going to be doing it in points, and you have to purchase the points online.
But it translates to $5 for an NES game, right?
$5 for an NES game, $8 for a Super Nintendo game, and $10 for a Nintendo 64 game. And I think that's definitely a good idea.
Are worth $5.
A good deal right there.
I don't think that all NES games are worth $5.
Definitely not all of them. Seriously, like, you can go to a video game store and you find The Legend of Zelda, it's going to be less than, like, a buck to buy.
It's going
to
be 99 cents. It's definitely going to be 99 cents. However, if you want to buy the original Metal Gear Solid or the original Castlevania from the Konami MSX, which is going to cost you an arm and a leg. That's good. Those games to import, not only are you going to have to import the system, you have to import the game, it's going to run you, like, $400.
Yeah.
So this $5 deal is amazingly cool.
Especially when they have, you know, TurboGrafx-16, which I hope they bring some of the Castlevania games over from there, like Rondo of Blood.
Heck yes, man. That
would be so great. That would be so worth the Virtual Console. I finally get to play a game. Like, maybe, I hope they bring the superior versions of the Valis series over.
We'll see. I mean, I don't think we're going to be seeing TurboGrafx, the 3D games. I don't think we're going to be getting too many of those.
I don't think TurboGrafx ever made 3D games, because it was just a...
But they had an add-on, didn't they? Like the TurboGrafx 64?
No, that's the Jaguar something. You're thinking of. The Jaguar had a CD attachment, okay. But the TurboGrafx 16 had itself a TurboGrafx CD Duo, which came out for it. And that's what the Wii is also capable of backwards compatibility with. From what I heard, is Nintendo would allow the TurboGrafx CD games to be playable in the Wii, but... I don't know. There hasn't been any news about
CD
that.
CD games are it's like that's a whole different ballgame that you're doing.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be so much larger. So.
But anyway, also, how great would that be to finally maybe play some of the really hard to get games? Like maybe
Absolutely.
I would love to play Kid Icarus again. I mean, I own it.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, I have to bring out the Nintendo, got to blow it in 1,000 times, and then I think the little wire that tries to prop it down is going, so I gotta, like, you know, push it down a million times in order for and pray it stays down, and then I gotta hope it doesn't give me the gray flashing screen of death.
My only real complaint about the Virtual Console is very minor. Like, it's not a big complaint of mine, but it's definitely there, is that games are tied to subscription, not to your actual Wii console, which is both good and bad, I guess.
Wait,
the bad part is... Well, not subscription in the sense that you have to subscribe to keep getting them, but that it's tied to your profile. Like, it's tied to your gamer tag, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, the pluses of that is that all of your stuff is online. So, if your Wii dies, you just buy a new one, and your profile will be stored online. So, there's no... Like, you don't have to worry about, you know, having to rebuy your old games that were stored on in your internal storage.
Oh, pretty much just like the Xbox Live Arcade.
Right. But the thing that I'm not so hot on is that if it's all stored online, does that mean I have to be online when I'm playing the game?
No, because I'm pretty sure, because they download it and they save the ROM in your cache, in the Wii's cache, or mini hard drive, or whatever they want to call it.
So, but if that were true, wouldn't that mean that it would be, permanently stored in your internal storage?
It should be until you decide to delete it, in which case, I think if you delete it, you're still allowed to download it again, right?
According to Kaplan, it's not stored in your internal storage, meaning that you would have to access it from online, which I'm not too hot on, because there are some people who don't have Wi-Fi yet. I finally got Wi-Fi, a few months ago, but there are a lot of people who don't have Wi-Fi yet, and that's going to be a big bummer for them.
Yeah. And speaking of Wi-Fi, I mean, there's only one game that's coming out for the Wii launch that's going to actually be online compatible, which is Pokemon Battle.
And it's only going to be in Japan.
Yeah. And I'm actually a little disappointed to not see Smash Brothers as a launch title, believe it or not.
Smash Brothers, it was once at E3 that they didn't show it in their opening presentation, I knew it wasn't going to be a launch title. I mean,
are you sure? Because I thought they did show it at E3 this year.
They showed it at E3, but they didn't show it in their main presentation. They showed it in the top secret,
Okay.
Event later in the day.
So it's not. Definitely not a launch title. A little disappointing, though.
It's going to be, I'm going to guess, they're projecting for us for a Q2 release 2007. I don't think it's going to make that either. I think it's going to be delayed into the summer, or even as a winter title next year.
Well, you got a real Nintendo's finicky about releasing their big game, so I could definitely see this game being released, around April, May, beginning of the summer season, or around November, October.
I think it's going to be their big holiday game. I think it's that Smash Bros. Is going to be their big holiday holiday game, because if you think about what they've got coming, their spring schedule is packed.
Oh yeah, especially when Japan alone, they've announced 100 plus games for the Wii.
Exactly,
third party included.
I mean, in March in the U.S. we're getting WarioWare, Pokemon, Super Mario Galaxy, and Metroid Prime 3.
Yeah, a little disappointing there to find that Metroid Prime was also pushed back. But then Zelda Twilight Princess is a launch title, so.
That's their big game. I'm kind of bummed that Metroid Prime is going to be delayed, because it was looking like the big, original kind of hardcore game or poster child.
I was watching some videos of them playing it.
Over at IGN.
I was like, wow.
Yeah, that looked really cool.
I know.
The level of interactivity they
have is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, you actually, when they were in this power generator room, and he had to return this power generator, he actually had to manually put it in there, turn his hand.
Yeah, that was really cool. I'm really excited about that. And I'm usually not that hyped for Metroid games, because I'm not a big fan of adventure. I mean, I like adventure, but I like my action to take precedence over my adventure. So I saw that, I'm like, is that Metroid with some run and gun there? That's cool.
Yeah, it's mostly action from what I've seen, but it looks really awesome in terms of first-person shooter. Well, first-person adventure, I'm sorry.
Adventure, right. But
I remember I had this argument before, and I don't really want to go there again, but...
exactly.
Yeah.
But it's... And then there's the part from E3 with Ridley where she's falling down at, the little tube, and she has to... As she's falling, she has to fight him, and that just looks so awesome.
Yeah, falling down and shooting someone is just so awesome. By the way, what other launch titles are you really, really interested in? Besides
Zelda?
Zelda,
I mean...
Excitetruck looks good.
Yeah, Excitetruck looks like it'll be a fun little game. I'm not sure it's going to be a huge game. I think it'll be one of those games that has a small dedicated fan base of people who are like, yeah, Excitetruck rules, but I don't think it's going to be getting, major press...
Possibly a sleeper hit for the launch.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's going to see a lot of eights. A lot of sevens and eights.
Mm-hmm. And I'm actually looking forward to some of the other games. The other third-party titles that were announced were Madden, Trauma Center. I'm surprised that they...
And I've actually heard...
Huh?
I've actually heard Madden is really good.
I haven't really read any opinions on it yet, so I can't say... I have to save judgment for that. But, yeah, besides Madden, Trauma Center, they actually have Tony Hawk, which I expected. Call of Duty 3, which should be pretty good. you know, for those,
it's gonna look like a GameCube game, or at least a little bit better.
Yeah, a little better than a GameCube game.
But it's gonna play really well, so it should be fun.
Then they got Elebits, Splinter Cell, and
Splinter Cell looks great. Have you seen it?
Oh yeah, Splinter Cell Double Agent is definitely one of the games I'm looking forward to getting. Maybe like, not on the Wii. No, but not on the Wii, then probably I'll get it for the 360, where it will look a lot better.
But visually, don't you think it looked a lot better than you thought?
Oh yeah, definitely. I was so shocked to see that Ubisoft is definitely working very hard.
It
at
looks
this game.
Comparable. It looks comparable to the 360 version.
Yeah. It makes you want, and it's kind of like, you know, bends the barriers of how powerful the Wii actually is.
I was really surprised. I think that for the first year and a half, you're going to see a lot of games that look good on Wii, and they're going to look comparable to the 360 and PS3. Of course, in about 18 months, the Wii's going to hit the ceiling.
Oh, yeah.
Where it won't be, the games won't be getting any better looking.
Yeah, they won't get any better looking. I mean, it's a little bit more powerful than the original Xbox. So, and most people,
but the Xbox was really like, we never really hit the ceiling as far as Xbox.
Oh, I think they have. I mean, if you look at games like Doom 3 and then Half-Life 2, and then
keep in mind
which
those
actually
games
are games that
companies.
Are way more powerful than what when the Xbox was. They had to bring it down a bit, so I would have to say with those games, they actually raised the ball, pretty much had to do some tricks.
Yeah, I suppose, but I mean, we're talking about PC ports, so we're not talking about an original game that was developed exclusively for the Xbox, because the Xbox and PC are similar, but they're not the same. So I don't think we ever saw a game that was designed specifically for the Xbox that really hit the ceiling. But I mean, we're going a little off topic here. But as far as other games that I'm looking forward to, I'm looking forward to Red Steel, even though it's getting a lot of hate. I don't know. I just see the game and I think, man, I want to play that. It just looks so cool.
It does look cool, but then again, it's not really one of the games I'm interested in. One of the games I'm really interested in is Rayman Raving Rabbids.
Yeah, that's.
I've been
a
fan of the Rayman series for a long time, and while it's not going to be the adventure game like the first three were, I'm really interested in this game. It looks really looks really amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I think that Michel Ancel definitely knows what he's doing.
Oh yeah,
and I don't know, have we heard about when the other versions are going to come out?
Of Rayman.
Yeah.
Probably a few months later, because Ubisoft is all over the Wii, and they're releasing a bunch of games for it. You'll see there they got
Blazing Angels, Far Cry, GT Pro Series, Monster Truck 4x4. There's going to be a new Prince of Persia coming out in March.
Oh yeah,
There's another March blockbuster.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, man, they're all over the Wii. I'm actually kind of interested in how Far Cry is going to be. Because I haven't played the series yet, and from what I've heard, it's really good. So I want to see how it's handled on the Wii.
Yeah. Now, I want to point something out real quick over at Game Informer. They have this small article. Well, not small article. Pretty good article about the Wii, saying is it possible that Nintendo's going to disappoint again? And what are your thoughts on that? Do you think there's a chance Nintendo could somehow screw up? Too much hype or whatever.
I mean, Nintendo never gets it exactly right. They always have a few snags that keep them from really breaking the barrier. Like with the DS, it was the post-launch drought, not getting enough games over from Japan that they still haven't gotten over. There are still some games in Japan that should have been out months ago on the DS.
Yeah,
and they're still not released. So in that sense, yeah, I think that they do screw up even in their greatest successes. However, I think that what they've created with the Wii is so original and so just entertaining that I think that they have to have at least some level of success. Maybe not comparable to the 360 and the PS3, at the end of the day, but I don't think you're going to see another GameCube situation.
Yeah, I think Nintendo may not screw up as badly as they did with the 64 or the GameCube. I mean, the issue they had with the 64 was, one, games weren't coming out that often. Because
right.
It was costing a lot to develop these games, and the cartridges were around $60 to $70. And for the GameCube, their big issues there was, one, the controller kind of sucks.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people are like, what are you talking about? The N64 controller is great, but man, that thing is a three-armed monster.
Yeah, that was
if you look at a controller and you don't know how to hold it, that's a problem.
Yeah, and the other problem they had with the GameCube was, well, the third parties kept dropping like flies. I mean, after the fact that the PS2 was selling like crazy, and exclusivity, that
was,
the games that were exclusive for just the GameCube only were immediately going off to the Xbox and to the PS2.
Exactly. I think that for a while, GameCube was kind of giving Xbox a run for its money.
Oh, well, it probably was, and then Microsoft definitely picked it up. I mean, you know, with they had a bunch of great games. They had Dead or Alive, they had Halo,
Once Xbox Live took off, and they started having all of those great, you know, almost like PC-inspired games.
Oh, yeah. I mean, who does not like to play online? I mean, if you...
Exactly.
Nintendo should
Xbox
have taken
Live
note
is...
that once Phantasy Star Online was released, Nintendo should have worked their butt off to get, you know, some of their games to play online, like
Double Dash would have been...
Double Dash would have been a great game. All they did was include the LAN, but, you know, there's... You ever heard of Warpipe?
That you can use. Yeah, Warpipe.
Yeah, Warpipe was one of the few companies that actually allowed you to play online through Nintendo's LAN support through some of their games. And
but you know what people were using Warpipe more for? Halo Online, the original Halo.
Warpipe? Are you sure it wasn't GameSpy or something else? Because there's other tunneling programs, and Warpipe was specifically made for the GameCube. I know that.
Yeah, I know, but the same technology could be applied to Halo, and apparently its ease of setup was really preferred by a lot of people.
Yeah. Anyway, other problems Nintendo's have always had is most people just want to port stuff to their systems.
Yeah,
and I can easily see people making ports to the Wii as like a quick cash in.
Absolutely, and even with the launch, we're seeing like 75% ports.
Yeah, except Tony Hawk's Downhill Jam looks interesting, but I don't know if it's gonna, you know, play well. I mean, how can you turn a skateboarding game into and convert it to a game you can control with your hands?
Well, the thing about Downhill Jam is that it's being developed exclusively for the Wii. What you're getting on the 360 and PS3 is Project 8. So it's not like this isn't a situation where they're porting Tony Hawk. Like you remember when what's it called? Skateland on the DS?
Skateland. Yeah, that's the other Tony Hawk game that was cel-shaded, right?
Right. It's being developed by the same team, I think. So I think
then there's definitely a possibility for hope right there, because I actually have a little faith in the teams that know how to like take advantage of certain systems, like how they took advantage of the DS version.
What needs to happen at Activision is they need to let Vicarious Visions develop their own original Wii game.
Yeah,
because Vicarious Visions always gets the shaft.
Oh, they're a very good developer. I mean, they did the port of Doom 3 for the Xbox, and that was an amazing port.
They're one of the best handheld developers in the world, hands down.
Yeah, they're definitely one of the best handheld developers. I mean, back then, like, let's say 5-10 years ago, Vicarious wasn't really that good. I mean, some of their games were really crap. But then once they got a little bit more funding, they started putting out, like, some really good titles.
Absolutely, and you actually see a lot of Vicarious Visions' influence in a lot of
other Activision titles too, as well.
Exactly, like X-Men Legends.
Oh yeah,
is powered by Vicarious Visions' alchemy.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, Vicarious Visions is a developer that really does not get its due credit. So go you, Vicarious Visions.
Yeah.
Anywho,
back to the Nintendo Wii. So, do you see as your prediction for the system? Do you see it?
I think it's going to be a big hit this holiday season. I think it's going to do well. How well it does is up to Nintendo.
Yeah, I could see Nintendo not blowing this at all, but they have to do a good job in terms of advertising it. Nintendo has always had problems with, you know, advertising their systems. I mean, the only campaign I see them pushing is their Wii is the Nintendo DS. That's the only like ad.
Absolutely.
I don't see any more like ads for the GameCube. I never saw like commercials or anything for the 64.
You can't advertise games that don't exist. To be fair.
True. That's where Nintendo screwed up, and I hope Nintendo has a good ad campaign coming up for the Wii, because
I'm sure it'll do fine.
Sony has the ad campaign thing down. Microsoft has their ads here and there, but they're very effective. So, and that's pretty much all I think Nintendo needs to work on is their ad campaign and make sure they keep working at it with third party companies. And they'll definitely, you know, like they'll stroll over the holiday season. You know, they'll definitely come out the victor.
Well, one of at Planet GameCube, one of our guys went over to this event in New York where they had the whole Wii show, and he sat down on a couch and played Zelda for an hour.
Oh, really? He let him get away with that for an hour?
Oh, yeah, because the thing is that this was a very limited press event.
Oh, yeah. So they sent out invites for this one, didn't they? That's what it was?
Exactly. Exactly, and there were 400 Wii stations. So, I mean, it's not like there were no lines. It was not an E3 situation.
Definitely cool.
So he was able to just chill out, relax, and play Zelda for an hour, and he said it was just the most amazing thing ever.
Yeah.
So then there was another guy who was playing Super Mario Galaxy, who they had to get him out because it was like the event was over and he was still there playing.
Yeah, the event was over and he kept playing. See, that's the thing about Nintendo. They know how to make a game that is so addicting that it'll just, you know, boggle the mind. Like, I'm really looking forward to playing Super Mario Galaxy. That game just looks so amazing.
Here's my advice to Nintendo. Nintendo.
Exactly.
Get Super Mario Galaxy out in March. Just get it out. Get it out in March and make sure it's great, because...
Yeah, within that six-month time frame that they said they plan on releasing it, I hope they release it soon, because...
Just get it out
there. I'm just still disappointed it's not a launch title, because they haven't had a Mario launch title since the Super Nintendo, but,
What about N64?
Well, the Nintendo... Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. I've completely, like, ignored the 64. yeah, well, the GameCube didn't have one. The Game Boy Advance didn't really have one.
Well, it had Super Mario Advance. I mean,
but it was just a remake of Super Mario 2. And seriously, who cares about remakes unless it was Super Mario Bros. 3, which is like probably the best remake they've ever made.
Right, and then of course the DS had the remake of Mario 64. Which, you know, whatever, I guess.
Oh, I just remembered something. Here's one thing I wanted to talk about. You remember joystick, right? They had remember the article they wrote about it saying how it was unfair for Nintendo to be making a profit out of the box the moment they start selling it?
Because apparently joystick is completely devoid of business sense.
Yeah, they're like complete idiots. They're like, first off, Nintendo wants to make money. They're not really making any money on the GameCube, so they're definitely going to want to make money. And since the Wii, 250, people are going to jump at 250, even though some of them thought it would be cheaper.
Absolutely.
I'm jumping at 250, and...
Here's my deal. I mean, do I think 250 is an excellent price? No, not really. I think that it's kind of a scam price, but at the same time, all next-gen systems are scam prices.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Especially, $600 PS3.
Exactly. Do I think the PS3 is worth $600? Hell no. Do I think the Xbox 360 is worth $400? Of course not. Is the Wii to me worth $250? Not really. It's more at a $200.
Well, it's also in the box with the Wii that counts. Remember, the game's with the game as well. So first packet game Super Nintendo.
However, but would I buy Wii Sports separately? I'm not sure that I would. So you have to take that into account. However, no matter any way you cut it, slice it, or dice it, Nintendo's Wii is $150 less than the competition.
Yes, it is.
That's just the end
and
of the story.
And that should be enough just to get anybody off the couch to go and buy this thing. I would definitely buy it in a heartbeat.
And a lot of people make the point where they say, oh, well, the Wii should be less because it doesn't have as much graphical horsepower. And I ask this question. I'll ask you, Hubs. Do you consider the Wii a lesser platform than the 360 or PS3?
Well, it depends on how you look at it. One, it's definitely not next gen in terms of graphics and what other stuff it can do. But if you look at it in terms of pure gameplay, then yeah, it's definitely on another level of consoles.
But would you consider the Wii to be a lesser value than the PS3 or 360?
No, I wouldn't say it's the lesser value at all.
Exactly.
But at the same time, I wouldn't say it should cost as much, considering the fact that it's still cheaper than the original Xbox when it came out.
Correct.
And it's it's a little bit more powerful than the original Xbox.
Absolutely. It's, what's it called? And, you know, they made money on the GameCube from day one as well, and no one was complaining then.
Yeah.
So I don't know why this has become an issue. They made money on the DS on day one. I don't know why if they had priced it at $199 or less, what you'd be seeing is, why should I buy a DS when I can buy a Wii for $70 more? That you need to have a price distinction between.
But that doesn't really make much sense because one, the Wii, they're just two different platforms. So, and blowing that, yeah, but you'll definitely be wanting a DS and a Wii because they still have yet that unannounced like future connectivity between the two.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, and I'm sure there are going to be some games that have the DS as a controller, but. To me, what it just comes down to is the Wii is a great value. It's a lot
definitely
cheaper
a great
than the competition.
Value for $250.
It's a lot cheaper than the competition. I mean, they're making money on it because dun-dun-dun, they're Nintendo and they know how to do that.
Yeah. And on that note, we're going to leave you all today. Thank you for listening.
Oh,
to
we have one more issue. We have more.
Oh, we do
to
have another issue? Quick. Then we'll
yeah,
go
we have
over
one more
that.
Issue. Well, one last issue before we leave. We're going to have to leave on a sort of negative note because I'm sure this is going to spark some.
Yeah, unfortunately.
The controller.
Yeah.
Is $60 too much for a controller? Short answer: yes, it is.
Yes, it is. But at the same time, is it worth it?
Kind of. Yes and no. I mean, it's worth it in the sense that it's going to be really cool. And it's going to be a lot of fun to, you know, I mean, but max having to max out your four player for $180 is a lot of money.
But then again, you know, there are going to be a bunch of games, like you were telling me earlier, that will only just use the Wiimote, and then you can just buy the attachments. Because remember, the Nunchuck is not the only attachment coming out. They have the light gun coming out for when they decide to release Duck Hunt 2, if ever. You know, it would be great if they released the Duck Hunt 2 as a bundle with the Mario Galaxy. Now, that would be great.
Well, I've heard that Duck Hunt's going to be in my first Wii.
It's going to be in my first Wii? Then definitely worth it.
I'm not. Don't quote me on that, but I've heard things.
Well, then that's definitely an import for me, if it's a possibility. Well, anyway, on that last note of the controller, we're going to leave you today. Thank you for listening to the third episode of Gaming Vision, Voices of the Vision. I'm Robert Hubbs. This is my partner, Carl, and... have a nice day.
We're signing off, I guess. All right. Later, guys.
Later.